As Jerry and Esther travel from Phoenix to San Diego, it's easy. They know the way. It's 400 miles. They head west. They always make it. And they never, ever get halfway, Yuma, out there in the desert, and then worry that they won't make it and argue with each other about whose fault it is that they're not there yet. They never do that because that journey is so easy to understand that they just point west and keep going and they always make it. But we see some of our physical friends. You're on your way from sickness to wellness, in fact, sometimes well along the way. But because you don't know what you are using as your guideposts, you stop and take score. Can you imagine if Jerry and Esther stopped in Yuma and took score of whether they were in San Diego or not? We're not there. Oh my God, we're not there. We're not there, and there's no place to eat here. And yet you do that all the time. You're well on your way to the financial abundance that you want, to the physical improvement that you want, to the relationship that you want. But because you haven't quantified your journey in terms of emotion and vibration, you can't tell you're headed in the right direction. And so you listen to that one and you listen to that one, or you take score about where you are. And so often do we see you well along the way and turn and go back, well along the way and turn and go back, well along the way and turn and go back. That's why you think you need patience. That's why you cannot wholeheartedly say to us when we ask you the most important question that you've ever been asked, are you appreciating the contrast of your time and place? That's why you don't mean it when we extract the word yes from you, because you want to be all the way to where you want to be, and when you're not, you feel the frustration of it. And we want you from now on to understand that when you feel frustration about things not yet manifest, they can't come because you've got frustration going on. So is the frustration keeping you from your manifestation? No. Your thoughts are. Your frustration is an indication of the direction of your thought. So to quantify your journey, you have to care about how you feel. And you have to insist on reaching for an improved feeling thought, an improved feeling thought, an improved feeling thought. Sometimes we think that you think that what we want you to do is just make sure that you're over here in pure positive emotion on every subject in the world. And that is not what we are asking of you at all. We just want you to know that what you want's downstream, and downstream feels better. And it doesn't matter where you put your boat in the stream, where you are is where you are. That's worth writing down. I am where I am. In other words, you can't put your boat in someplace you're not. Something has happened and somebody says, cheer up, and don't you want to say, drop dead? I am where I am. Of course I'd like to be more cheerful. Of course I'd like to be more abundant. Of course I'd like to have a lover. Of course I want all of that. But I am where I am. And you insisting that I be over here when I'm over here doesn't help me one bit. Accepting where you are, making peace with where you are, is everything. Because all of your power is here and now. All of it. 100% of your power is here and now. And do you know what the power is? To turn downstream or upstream. To turn toward a thought that feels better or a thought that feels worse. So that means if you're in despair, the most accessible thought to you is one of revenge and rage. Really. Your friends preferred that you stay depressed. You're less trouble to them when you're depressed. They want you to either be depressed or be joyful. And you don't have the option of joyful. The frequencies are too far apart. If you would allow yourself the natural breath of fresh air that revenge would give you, then you could allow yourself the natural fresh breath of air that anger would give you. And then you could allow yourself the natural fresh breath of air that frustration would give you. And then you can reach for hope. And when you reach for hope, then it's smooth sailing. Once you get into a vibration of hope, it's easy to find those other good feeling emotions. So we're encouraging you to make a decision today. We certainly would if we were standing in your physical shoes and had access to this information that you are so clearly assimilating as we are giving it to you. We would make a decision that we are going to make peace with wherever we are, and that we're going to exercise all of our power, which is all happening right now, to turn downstream as often as we can. So your new mantra is, today, no matter where I'm going, no matter what I'm doing, no matter who I'm doing it with, it is my dominant intent to look for that which I'm wanting to see. I'm going to look for the thought that feels best from where I am, the best feeling thought I can find from where I am. And friend, that's the secret to life. That's the secret to alignment. That's the secret to fulfilling your reason for being. That's the secret to becoming that which this life has caused you to become. It's the secret to happiness. It's the secret to success. It's the secret to all things. To acknowledge that a larger part of you exists, that the larger part of you is calling you, and that when you go in the direction of it, it feels slightly better than when you go in the opposite direction of it. And if you've got that, then you've got everything. From this point forward, you will begin closing the gap. And what you're going to notice is you have so many things in your vibrational escrow. You've lived lifetimes putting them there, and especially this lifetime putting the specifics of them there. They are there. They are real. They are calling you forward. And in the moment that you lighten up and turn in the direction of that, you are going to begin to feel the movement of the stream. Esther and Jerry occasionally, in fact, frequently, are wailing down the freeways at 75 or 80 miles an hour. They're monster bus. Everyone sort of just gets out of the way. And then sometimes, especially in the metropolitan areas, the traffic will slow down to a standstill. And it is not a good feeling to have been moving and making such great progress and then suddenly to be not moving at all. And then when the traffic begins to move just a little bit, they always feel that feeling of relief. Even though it's far from 70 miles an hour, sometimes it's only 10 or 15 or 20 miles an hour, but it feels so much better than just sitting still. And can you imagine how they would feel if they turned around and went in the opposite direction of what they're wanting to go? You are an expanding being who will never be happy unless you let yourself get up to speed with your expansion. In other words, it's not like you have a choice here in this sense. Life caused you to become more, and now you sort of kind of got to go. If you don't go where life has caused you to become, you feel the discord of not going. So it's this simple. You and what you've lived have caused your stream to move, and you and what you are thinking are allowing yourself to go or not in the direction of what you have created. So it's all up to you. You've got your hands on the steering wheel. You've got your foot on the throttle. In other words, it's all up to you. Isn't that good to know? If life causes you to want something, and you can find the way, and we're here to tell you, it wouldn't take you more than 10 or 15 or 20 minutes if you'd focus a little bit. If you will focus yourself into alignment with what you want, it has to appear in your experience. So then what begins to happen? Because you never get it done. Contrast causes you to want it. You line up with it and become it. Now you've got more contrast, which causes you to want it. You line up with it and become it. So there will always be something more that you want from where you are. As you begin to understand that the joy of life is in the sorting it out and the giving birth to it and the turning in the direction of it, feel the dance of that. The contrast causes you to want it. The clarity of your direction of thought lines you up with it. You become a match to it. The universe delivers it. Now more contrast causes you to want it. You line up with it. Ah, friends, it's like being on that surfboard, out on that leading edge wave. That's the way life is supposed to be for you. And it will always feel good if you're pointed downstream. Good is a relative term, isn't it? The other day, Esther was ragging on about something, and Jerry listened for a while, and then lovingly and extremely mistakenly said to Esther, "That sounds upstream to me." And Esther said, "It was downstream for me." And we think that's really worth noting. In other words, Jerry was all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. He'd been taking a walk. He was feeling good. He was looking at life through rose-colored glasses. He was tuned in, tapped in, turned on. Esther was working on something that she had to do, some deadline that she had to meet in order to get something in the FedEx box by 4 o'clock. Jerry's living happily ever after. Esther's doing all the work. Jerry's living happily ever after. Esther's doing all the work. At least that's the way it seemed to Esther. And so as Esther made her comment, there was no question that it was downstream from where she'd been a minute ago. It was certainly upstream from who she really is, but that doesn't matter. The question is it downstream from where I am now? We're not asking you, is it upstream from where you should be? Is it upstream or downstream from where your source is? We're not asking you if it's upstream or downstream from where the majority of people on the planet are, because all of that is irrelevant. We're only asking you to tend to your own vibrational gap, you see. And if it feels better than where you are, it's the right thing to think. And if that feels better, it's the right thing to think. And before you know it, friends, you will train yourself into such alignment with who you really are that you will begin to view this world through the eyes of Source. And people will view you and they will see you as the most uplifting, the most satisfying person that they've ever been with. They will see you as someone who gets everything that you ask for, almost in the moment that you ask for it. They will see an energy around you, a vitality around you. They will call you a master. They will begin to recognize that you have figured out how to come finally into vibrational alignment with who you really are and what you are really about. And that's what every one of you intended as you came forth. And all your grumbling and grousing is only because at every level of your being, you can feel that when you're not up to speed with who you are, something has gone wrong. And we're here to tell you, it's not that it's so wrong, it just could be righter. And there is no one outside of you that is condemning you or judging you for it. You're doing it all right here and right now. The emotions that you are feeling are your indication of whether you are Source now or something less than that.